Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. We're still in Siman Nun Hei, dealing with the laws of Kaddish and Minyanim, and now we're at Sif Yud Ches. And the Mechaber writes, Im Kitzos Ha'asara Beveis HaKnesses, if some of the Minyan is in the Shul, U'Kitzosun Ba'azara, and some of them are in the area that is outside the Shul, Eino Mitztarfim, they're not considered to be mitzdarif, they can't be combined together to make the 10 people necessary for minyan. As we've already pointed out multiple times in the previous shiurim, you need to have the 10 people in the same physical location, which is defined as the same room. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Zayin adds, Hu adin afilu im tishu beveis haknesses yoch b'azori. Didn't have to be half and half, like the Mechaber seemed to imply. But this would be true even if it's 9 and 1. Furthermore, Kosef Aprima Godim, Dahi, the Sif Yud Zayim, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, that which we discussed at the end of yesterday's shir and we'll discuss in today's shir, is talking about B'she'enon Rowan Zezeh. This is a discussion we already had previously, as just pointed out, where we said that the Makil opinion says that if they're seeing each other, they can be in different rooms. The B'Rowan Zezeh, Afilu B'shnei Batim, Mamush Mitztarfim. Even if they're in two separate houses, as long as they see each other, they can combine to make a minyan. And this was based upon the famous Rashba that we brought down yesterday, Dumyo de Zimun, that this halacha is like the same halacha by benching, where if you want to be mitzvah of people for a Zimun, they just have to see each other, and this will be learned the common b'simun kuftzari hei. However, he brings down b'yesh machmir and afil baro, and there are those that are machmir even if they see each other, or b'mkom adchak, efshe yesh lahokel, as we pointed out yesterday, this is the Mishnah Berurah said, that under extenuating circumstances, where they can't be easily moved into the same room, you can rely upon the fact that they can see each other. But l'chatchila, one really shouldn't. The Shari Tshuva brings down over here as well, that this is the opinion of the Rash ben HaRashbats, afilu roin zezeh, that one should be machmir even if they see each other, unless they're all in the same room. And this is based upon the Rashba that I just mentioned, who, when he brought down the din by Zimun, kosav rak b'derech efshar, he was suggesting that that's good by Zimun, and lav dafka, that you can automatically carry that through in regards to the halachos of a minyan. Sivkot Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that the two groups can't be combined when they're in the house, in the shul rather, and in the azara, mishum de'ein shom pirtza, because there's no opening between them. What about the Pesach? Pesach Gufa, the opening between the two rooms. Afilu ein sham delas, even if there is no delas over there, as we already pointed out yesterday, kimuchitza chashuva, the doorway, even though there's no door in it, is considered a separation, muchitza, between the two rooms, and therefore, vahavale shnei batim. It looks like halachically that this is two separate houses. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, because of Chayyadim, brings down in the name of the Chayyadim. Lefize, according to this, Kishyesh Bayis, will if Nim He Menu Cheder, if you have a house and an inner room inside that house, Vacheder Ahu Eino Porutz Bimilu, it's not totally open to the room that we're talking about. The inner room is not totally open to the outer room. Mispalu Shom Kilu Mispalu Bichidi. It's considered two separate rooms, and somebody in the inner room is an individual, he's not part of the Tzibur. However, Varak Kaddish Uktush Yochalanos, he can answer, but he can't be counted as towards making of the minion. So if they have a separate minion over there, as we pointed out, you can answer. Well, Betshuvas HaRadvaz, he brings down Matzos Shekosav, Dezed Davko Linyan Tziruf. As I just said, this is in regards to combining for the minion. Abo Kishiyah Mispalo Matzibo, but if they have the minion over there, then we have the famous rule, Im Ein Lacheder Pesach Acher Rak Davko Derech HaBayis HaGodol Choshik Mispalo Matzibo. Then he is considered as dabbling with the Tzibor in this situation if there's no alternative exit. Sif Yud Tes. The Mechaber writes, Shliach Tzibor Bateva. You have a Shliach Tzibor in some sort of an enclosed container, a box of some sort. The Tisha Beveis HaKnesses, and there are 9 other people around them in the shul, and the box is in the shul. So Mitztarfin. So then they are considered a minion. Afa Pi Shehi Gavoa Asara, even though this box that he's in, this container that he's in, has Mechitzas around it, are 10 Tvachim tall, i.e. a separate area. Urchava Arba, and it's wide 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. So it has the halachic status of being a separate Rishus. And these Mechitzas are taller than 10, so it is a separate Rishus. However, in this situation, Mipneshi Betelu Lagabi Beis HaKnesses is inside the Beis HaKnesses, so it's considered Batel to the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore you would have a minion in this situation. In Sivkot Nun Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Huadin Acher de Mitztarif. This would be true for somebody else besides the Shliach Tzibor. And the Chiddush, why he wrote the Shliach Tzibor, V'nokat Shliach Tzibor de lo nemo de kevin shul tzorech hotzion yedei chavosan migra gora. You might have thought that he is the only one in that type of a box or a type of an enclosure that would be able to be counted towards the minyan because he's be motzi everybody else. But a stam other tenth person would not. So the Chiddush is, the Mishnah Berurah says, that anybody in this situation would be included to make the minyan. The Mechaber then continues and he writes, V'yesh mishikosa, this is brought down by the smak, Dahani mili, when is this true, that which we just said, Kishein ha-mechitzos magiyos le-tikras ha-gog, when is this separate enclosure not considered a separate entity if it's within the shul, if the mechitzos don't go all the way up to the rooftop, within three tvachim of the rooftop. But if they do, so then it is considered a separate entity. Siv Chof. The Mechaber writes, Hayu asar b'mokum echot. You have 10 people in one place. V'omrim kadosh u'kdusha. And they can therefore have a minyan. They can say kadosh u'kdusha. He tells us the very important din, which we have mentioned several times already. Afilu misha eino imohem yochol lanos. Anybody else who can hear them, even though they're not in the same room as them, can be mitzarev to that minyan and can answer all of the things that a person listening to there that require a davar shebikdusha can answer to them. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Chof. Sifkot and Sof Samach explains, She'eni Moem, he's not with them. Rotz Lomar, Afilu B'Vayisachar, he could be in a totally different Rishus. Rachok Legamre, even far away. As long as there's a minion in the original place, that original room, Shekivin Shasorehim B'Mokum Echad, Shechina Shuri B'Neim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is felt over there. And therefore, V'Oz Afilu Mechitza Shal Barzel, the famous statement that I mentioned yesterday, this is where the Mishnah Berurah writes it, even an iron curtain, the expression iron curtain has a certain irony to it nowadays with the former Soviet Union's iron curtain being dissolved. So it says, even an iron curtain can't stand in the way of the Shechina. There is nothing that can separate us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Shechina's present is there because of a minion, so then even an iron curtain can't separate us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaShochein B'soch Elu Asaru, whose presence is there with the minion. Sivkot and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yochol la'anos, what does it mean you can answer? Amen, amen, yehesh rabba, kedusha, and baruchu. V'chein yochol lo'tzio yedei chavasa b'tfila min obaki. And technically, if the person who's listening doesn't know how to daven, he could be yotzi with the chazar sashatz and the other davening that the shaliach tzibur is saying. Dirshu footnote number 75, he brings down an interesting discussion. Ein chova la'anos amen, kedusha, baruchu, kiddush. From the fact that it said, yesh la'anos, you can answer, yochol la'anos, it implies that you don't have to. So if somebody wishes to, he's allowed to answer, but you're not mechuyev to. And this is, in fact, the diuk that Rosh Shlomo Zalman made in the Halich Shlomo. And as well, this is found in the Ishei Yisrael. And he writes, lo kosov chayel la'anos, and therefore, you have an option, but you're not mechuyev to. And this is also the opinion of Yashiv. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky states, in the name of the Chazon Ish, his uncle, that you're obligated to answer, not that you have the option to answer. And he brings down from the Chazon Ish that the riot that Rav Shlomo Zalman said about the Lashon over here, Yesh la'anos or Yochol la'anos, he says, that's not a raya. It means you should, not that you have the option. And this is also the opinion of Rav Chaim Palagi. Shechayiv la'anos afilum shomea miminyan acher. You are obligated to answer if you hear from another minyan. He therefore actually suggests, not davening in a minyan, that you can hear another minyan, because that causes a lot of trouble. Further in the footnote, it states, Im omed betfila, b'mokim shemutal anos amen, if you're in davening, in a place that you could answer amen to something, and you hear a bracha, and answering amen would disrupt or interrupt your tefila and your kavana, or your learning, and it's going to disturb you. So he brings down from Rav Ozna and the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, shelo yane, you don't have to answer. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "Apa pishebei shalomei Torah potri lano samein v'ben yishmei rabba." However, he says, "You potter from those, but kedusha and baruch hu modim, you should answer because otherwise it looks bad that you're not answering with everyone else. Nikar im lo yitzdarif moim. It looks like you're not answering, and therefore you should answer. Similarly, for birchas kohanim, you'd be allowed to interrupt. However, if you're giving a public shir, lo yivato mishum kach, then you don't have to interrupt at all." Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he writes, V'yesh omrim, we said before that even a Mechitza Shel Barzel doesn't interrupt you from the Shechina. However, there is an opinion that's brought down in the name of the Maria Abuhav, in the name of the Yerushalmi, in the name of Acha, that states, Shelo yehe mafsik tinuk o avodos kochovim. When do we say that a person can be far away from the shul, as long as he can hear it, even a distance of a significant distance or a wall or anything doesn't interrupt you, as long as there isn't something called tinuf, excrement, or an avodas kochavim in the way. That does interrupt, so to say, the Shechina. Sivkot Samach Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilu amein en yochol anos l'dei azu im humafsik. According to this Yesh Omrim, where there's tinuf or avodas kochavim in the way, then you're not even allowed to answer amein. In Dirshu footnote number 76, he brings down the reason, based upon Shelos Tshuvos Ha'elavet Choshlomo, Shekivun Sheyesh Hefsik Beino Levein HaAsara, since there is this tinuf in the way between you and the minion, Eino Mitzchabrimam, you're not connected to them because that interrupts the Shechina. And therefore, you're not allowed to answer Amen because it's like answering an Amen Yisoma. You're not allowed to just say the word Amen, and here you're not really saying it to something. How come then we say that the people in the field are Yotze with the Birchas Kohanim, so there's no interruption of the tinuf, the excrement that's in their way, but interrupting them from the shul and into the fields. So he brings down from the Sefer HaEshkol that those people out in the fields, even though they don't hear, their yotze, so to say, the brach of the Birchas Kohanim affects them. That's not considered a hefsek in that situation because they don't have to answer amen. They don't hear the brach at all. The heim bichlal habracha, they get included in the brach of the Kohanim, even if there is tinuf b'neim le-Kohanim. Sivkot and Samach Dala, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Tinuf means, afilu hu meruchok minu yosim erab amos, even if you're more than four amos away from it. The ba'alma mutter ayidei hachzoras ponov, normally you would be allowed to go and daven as long as you turned away and not staring right at it, and if, obviously if you don't smell it, imeno magia lo reach ra. However, here, hocha eno moel, here, even though you're more than four amos away from it and you don't smell it, it still interrupts between you and the minion. The tinuf is in between you and the minion, so it does interrupt. It interrupts the shechina, so to say. It's pasnish for the shechina's presence to have to be by the tinuf. And therefore, the shechina, so to say, doesn't exist in that area where the tinuf is, and therefore you can't answer and be part of that minion. In the issue footnote number 78, he brings down that the Taz says, "Sha'asu shi'a mi'al ba'is ha'kneses dovim mo'os avarazora." That's why you shouldn't have on the top of a shul garbage dump or an avarazora on the top of a shul. Kimin shemavsik u'meneas ha'tfilo mil'alos la'shamayim. He says the amazing thing, your tfilos are blocked, they can't go up to shemayim. However, the Shaar HaTzion over there writes, "Ein raya mikan v'aminog l'haka was there." That's not a good raya, and you can't bring a real raya from our Gemara to that, from our Mishnah Berurah over here to that, and Amino gets to be makel in this regard. So, for example, if you're in an apartment building and a shul might be on the first floor and there may be avodah zarah on the second floor, or the fifth floor, or wherever, or there maybe they store the garbage on the top, so then these things, lemaisa, we can be makel on to daven in that place. Sivkot and Samachay, Akum, Rotzalomer, avodah kochavim, o ovi kochavim, that there's some sort of an avodah zarah over there that makes it improper for the Shechina's presence to be over there. I realize that we only did Sifkot and Samach Beis outside, so now we'll see it inside. So he says, "Yesh omrim shetzorich," that there shouldn't be any tinuf in between. So the Shulchan Aruch said, "Yesh omrim mashma de din zeh lo psikole." It's not clear that this is the halacha by the fact that he wrote "Yesh omrim." The kain mashma meharama de lo sirule kain. The Rama also disagrees with this din. Ukmosh kosav magin avram sham. So not everybody agrees that this tinuf will interrupt. Brings on the Chayyodim, the Nirolo, the Amen Yesh Merab, Kedusha Yaneh, and in fact, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the Chayyodim that you could answer Amen Yesh Merab, Kedusha, the Havi Rak Psukim, because there's no real Isser in you saying that. However, to say Baruchu Lo Yaneh, and he says, look into Luhushe Srod for a further discussion. The Berahite brings down another interesting din, an individual who enters into a shul. They already have a minion over there, and they're davening, and you walk into the shul, and they're already in the middle of Kiddush, or Amen Yesh Mei Rabbah, and you weren't there at the beginning of it, but they're still in the middle of saying it. So he writes, as long as the tzibur hasn't finished saying it, you're allowed to answer with them. So if you walk in the middle, you hear them saying, Le'olam Omei Omaya, so then you can still say Amen Yesh Mei Rabbah. If you hear them saying Kadosh, 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 and you walk in then, you could say that with them as well. He brings us down the name of the Be'er Sheva, and the Ramah, and the Ramah. Now we go to the Mechaber in Sif Chof Aleph. Ir She'ein Bo Elo Asara. A city only has 10 individuals. We, Baruch Hashem, living in big cities, don't realize that there are very, very commonly in small little shtots, small little towns in Europe, and even in the United States, where you don't have a minion of Jews. The Echad Mihem Rotzel Letzeis B'Yamin Oroim. So he had B'tzimtzum, exactly 10 people. And one guy wants to go to his children or his parents or his in-laws for the Yamin Oroim. So can the other people force him not to go? So Mechayivin Osol Lishar, they can force him to stay because he's going to break apart the minion. Or Olahaskir Achir B'mkomo, or they can force him to hire somebody to come take his place. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Vav writes, Shekivon Sheminog B'chol Tzutzos Yisrael, since this is the custom in all Klai Yisrael for the Yamin Oroim, even if you don't have the Minyan all year round, Afilu Osam She'en Lo Minyan Sholem Kol HaShana, they don't have 10 people every day for Minyan, but by the Yamin Oroim, they hire somebody to make the minyan, sochilam echad or shtayim biyamim noroyim, a hochilam makom minyan, or they moved to go to another place, so therefore they can force this person to go and hire somebody to take his place. This is similar to the need for a community to have a Sefer Torah or a shul. They can force each other to go and support the building of a shul or the buying of a Sefer Torah. So to over here, they can force the person to go, listen, if you're leaving, you're a regular member here of the town. If you're leaving, you got to hire somebody to take your place. Dirshu footnote 79 brings down the interesting case based upon the Elef Hamar Gain's Psak in the Mati Ephraim, who says if there are two shuls in town, each of them has 10 people, and one guy wants to leave, so now that shul won't have a minyan, you can't force him to stay, you can't force him to hire somebody else, because the people have the other option to go to the other shul. The Mechaber continues and writes, V'mheim acharasov, if you have 11 people in the town, V'rotzim lo say shnayim, and two people want to leave, then yaskiru shneim, echod b'shutvis b'mekomam, u'shneim yifru b'shoveh. Then the two of them have to hire one person, they split it between them, and that way the town will still have a minion, and they're allowed to go off. V'm echod oni v'echod ashir, if one guy's a poor guy, one guy's a rich guy, the Mechaber says, Porim chetzov l'fi mamon, v'chetzov l'fi nefashos. They don't split it 50-50, but 50% of it they split 50-50, and the other 50%, the rich guy is supposed to pay the majority, if not all of it, based upon his wealth. Uschar hachazen, and what about the purchasing of a chazen, hiring of a chazen? Alayotzim kal nisharim, the people that are leaving, even though they're hiring somebody to take their place, they also have to go and pay for the chazen. The Rambam adds, "Ve'en chiluk bein imrotz lelech zman oruch kodim yontif olo." It doesn't make a difference if you're leaving a week before Yontif, or a month before Yontif, or half a year before Yontif. If you're a regular member of that town, and you're not going to be there for Yontif, so you're responsible to go hire somebody to take your place. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Zayin writes, V'hu adin shteim osar v'rotzim shlosha letzeis. The Mishnah Berurah just gave the example of you have 11 and two want to leave. The same din Mishnah Berurah says, when the Chaber wrote 11 and two want to leave, the same din would apply if 12 and three want to leave, or shloshas or 13 and four want to leave, tzrichim kulam liskar echod b'shutvis. The remaining, the three, two, or four, however many it was, people that left, they're short now one person, they combine together and they hire one person. That which the Mishnah Berurah said, that you split half of the amount, if it's a rich person and a poor person that are the two people that left, and you split half of it based upon financial and half of it based upon just the two of them, 50-50, the Mishnah Berurah says this is a mistake. The Achronim bring down the toast over here in the Mechaber, brought down by the Knesset Sagdol and the Mogen Avraham. Here you pay 50-50. Because if only one of them left, he'd be obligated to go and have the other person, hire a person to take his place. Because they had 10 people. And just because you're poor, that doesn't give you the right to go and be mevatel the minyan. Where did the Mechaber get this 50-50 from? In some ways, 50 of it is split 50-50, and 50 is given to the rich person. That's if you have 8 people there, and now the town has to go hire 2 people. In that situation, then you look at the wealth of the individuals as well. Because the poor people can say, hey, listen, I'll go someplace else to daven. The rich people, they can't leave so easily. They have all their house over there, so they don't leave so quickly. We have one more Mishnah Berurah, which we'll get to tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.